Today's daf is Gittin daf Yud Gimel, and we are 13 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Beis Amid Beis Tanya. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Chaim Elazar Ben Yibod L'Chaim Reb Shimshon Aryeh. So we're still in the middle of discussing the Mishnah and daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, the machloikis between Rameir and the Chachamim. If somebody makes a shliach lohi locha to be meshacher his eved, and then he has seller's remorse, he's chayzer. Can he or can he not? Rameir said, "Im rotzo lachzor yachzor." If he wants to be chayzer, he can. The Chachamim argued, and the Chachamim said that he cannot. The Mishnah was mavur that at the core of this machloikis between Rameir and the Chachamim is whether we view shichur of an Eved Knani, of a Shivcha Knanis, as being a schus or as being a chayv. The Chachamim viewed Shichur as being a schus. As a result, if Adoin would give a get Shichur to a Shliach and tell him, go be Meshachar my Eved, although the husband is the one that was Memana the Shliach, but really we look at the Shliach as working on behalf of the Eved as well. The Eved never made him a Shliach, true, but Zachan L'Adam Shalei B'fanav. So that the moment that the Adam gives the get shichur to the Shliach, the shichur is already chal. Once there's a shichur, at that point, you can't be chayzer. It's not something that you can undo. Rameir's chaylik. Rameir held that it's a chayv for an eved to become a shichur. As a result, when the Adam gives the get shichur to the Shliach, this Shliach is acting as an agent of only the Adam. He's a Shliach L'Hilacha, but not as a shliach of the Eved, because although Zachin la'adam shalei b'fanav, but ain chavin loy ela b'fanav, and it's for that reason, all the Adam did was appoint a shliach. If he wants to be chayzer on that minui shlichus, that's something that he's going to be able to do. And then the Mishnah mentioned a very, very brief exchange between Rameir and the Chachamim, where they debated this point. Should we view shichur as being a schus, or should we view shichur as being a chayv? And as we mentioned last night in the beginning of the daf, and then we came back to it a little bit, ba'ifa machshava, at the end of the raid bite, if you would ask the man on the street, is shichur a good thing or a bad thing, I think unanimously the consensus would be that it's a good thing. Stating that, in our sugya, it was a machloikis, and as we'll see, a very nuanced machloikis between Rameir and the Chachamim. Do we view shichur as a schus, or do we view shichur as a chayv? So I think it's kedai to just read the words of the Mishnah again, and that will segue into the beginning of today's daf. So the Mishnah said that the Chachamim told Rameir that you, Rameir, hold that shichur is a chayv. I disagree. It has to be a schus. Why? Because if this Adon would choose to not support his Eved anymore, it's something that he would have the ability to do. And as a result, I can't see any silver lining to possibly being an Eved. Meaning, if the halacha was that an Adon had a chiyuv, he had a responsibility to make sure that his Eved was taken care of, okay, so maybe that's why we would view shichur as being a chayv, because although it's true, as a result of this emancipation, you have a free man, but at the same time, he no longer has somebody looking after him, and he no longer has someone that's responsible to take care of him. But being that that's not the case, so the Chacham told Rameir, I can't fathom why you would think that it's not a good thing for this Eved to be allowed to go free. Mezoinus, he's not getting Mezoinus anyways. Either way, Amar Lehem, Rameir told the Chacham, now I'll tell you why I'm not so sure it's a schus for the Adon to be meshacher as Eved, because in the event that the Adon was a Kayin, then the halacha would be that this Eved would be mutter to eat rumah, because it says in the Torah, Kayin kiyik nefesh kinyan kaspoy. So the halacha is that the kinyan kaspoy of an Eved, of a Kayin, is allowed to eat rumah. An Eved Kanani is considered kinyan kaspoy. An Eved Ivri is not, by the way, but an Eved Kanani is, and as a result, he's allowed to eat rumah. So now that he's being meshachrim, he's losing out on his rumah. Now the Gemara is going to ask in today's daf, that's very nice if the Adon is a Kayin, so as a result of the shichur, he's losing his ability to eat rumah. What if the Adoin is not a Kayin? Most Adoins probably were not. So in that case, what's Rameir going to say? So that the Gemara is already going to address. But either way, said Rav Meir to the Chachamim, so I think maybe it's a chayiv because of the fact that the Eved's going to lose his truma. Amrulai, I'm skipping a little bit. Mipnei shehu kinyanei. And the Chachamim told back, Rav Meir, mipnei shehu kinyanei. What exactly does that mean? It's very, very unclear. Either way, so we have a Mishnah that gives us a little bit of a shakla v'tayo, a little bit of a back and forth. The Gemara now is going to bring a brisa that's going to give us a little bit more back and forth. The brisas are almost always lengthier than the Mishnah. The Mishnah was very sasam. The brisa is going to be even more sasam. And what's going to emerge at the end of the daf is between the sasam diga Mishnah and the sasam diga brisa. Hopefully we'll have a little bit of a not such sasam diga Havana and what exactly the shakla of the Tarya was between Rav Meir and the Chacham. And again, if this daf feels sasam, it is. Tanya, a braisa that elaborated a little bit on the exchange between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Rabbi Elazar said, Amarnu loy lemeir. We told Meir. So Rashi says, Meir, isn't it Reb Meir? So it's Rashi's kasha, the second wide line. Rabbi Elazar and Rav Meir were chaverim. They were fellow talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. And as a result, he had the credentials to be able to refer to Rav Meir as Meir. But either way, Rav Meir does. So Rabbi Elazar tells Rav Meir, how could you, Rav Meir, say that if somebody makes a shliach to be meshachar his adon, if he wants to be chayzer, he can be chayzer. L'chayre tzeschus, and zachon l'adam shaloi befanav. See, he shouldn't have a right to do that. Amalonus Rav Meir told us, no, I disagree, it's really a chayv. Like Rav Meir said in the Mishnah, that being that if this person was the Eved of a Kayan, he would now lose out on his ability to eat truma, that is enough of a reason for us to view it as a chayv. Amar nulay. So Rabbi Elazar said, we told Rav Meir, we responded, and we said, what would be if the Adin would decide that he doesn't want to support him? He would have a right to not support him. Which was the original taina, really, that the Chachamim had. Although in the Braisa, it wasn't so clear what the original taina was. What's the lashon of the Chachamim in the Braisa? But we know from the Mishnah what the taina is. The taina is that if the other wants to not support his Eved, he has a right to not do that. So Rameir's response is, but he's going to lose out on Truma. What's the Chachamim's response back? I understand that as long as the Adin chooses to support him, he gets Truma. But the Adin has a right to choose not to support him anymore. And as a result, he's not going to get Chulin, he's not going to get Truma. So I'm not exactly sure what the response is. Amalonus, Ramey responded, and Ramey was very soysim. He said, Uma ilu Eved Koyin Shabarach. What would be if the Eved of a Koyin would run away? The Eshes Koyin Shamarta, or the wife of a Koyin would run away. Al Baila, meaning she rebelled on her husband. Alay Oichlim Truma. The Eved Kohen would be able to eat Truma wherever he is, and the Ishus Kohen would be allowed to eat Truma wherever she is. However, this Eved right now is, because of the Shechar, is not going to be able to eat. So the Chachamim responded to Rav Meir, Aval, I agree with you that Isha Chayvula, that as it relates to the Isha, it is a Chayv, she came possum and not Truma, because of the fact that she's going to lose Truma, but this is the main reason, Umafsidim and Amazonis, and she's going to lose Mazonis, as is Mavur in the Mishnah, but as it relates to an Eved, I disagree with you. Either way, so as promised, the Braisa was a little longer than the Mishnah, and as sasum as the Mishnah is. So the Gemara is going to ask, Maika Amrulei Umaika Mahadalu. What exactly is the Shakta V'tayah between Rav Meir and the Chachamim? It seems to be very, very unclear. Now, high level, the whole Braisa seems to be unclear. But if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Koloimar. The Gemara's Kasha is one specific Shakla V'tarya within the Braisa. I think it's Kedai to see Rashi inside. Dibra Maschel, Mai Komrile, Mai Komahadalu. Kaloi Mar, Tshuva Sheheshivam. The Tshuva that Ramey responded to the Chachamim, and that was Uma Evet Koyen Shabarach. Right? The Shakta V'tayah in the Braisa started exactly the way it started in the Mishnah. The Chachamim tell Rameir, it's for sure a schos for an Eved to be freed. Now, in the Braisa, it's not so clear, but in the Mishnah, it's very clear. The reason it's a schos is because the Adin doesn't have a responsibility to support his Eved. If he did, then maybe we can argue it's a chay. Rameir's response in the Braisa was exactly what it was in the Mishnah. I hear, but at the same time, he's losing Truma. What's the Chachamim's response back? You didn't hear me, Rameir. I'm telling you, the Adin doesn't have a chiyuv to support him at all. So if the Adin doesn't have a chiyuv to support him at all, so he's not then going to have any schos to get Truma either. Then Rabbi Meir responded. Rabbi Meir said, "Uma ilu evit koyin shabarach the ishes koyin shamar da baylo haloy oichlo betruma v'ze oynay oichol." So the Gemara wants to know what's that response. That's the one line that the Gemara doesn't understand. Meaning, up until this point, I hear the shak of a daya. Rabbi Meir needs to respond. He did respond, but his response is very, very unclear. So the Gemara's kash is, what exactly was that taina? So the Gemara hachi kamalu. This is what Rabbi Meir told the Chachamim, and we're missing a little bit, meaning there's like a chasure mechsure here. He tells the Chachamim, "He shaftuni ala mezoinis, but mat tishivuni ala truma." So you need to learn Tosfos Dibra Maskel, "He shaftuni ala mezoinis," to understand Pashup Shah and the Gemara. And the way Tosfos explains is that Rabbi Meir is telling the Chachamim like this: you're telling me that the Eved is not going to necessarily be losing truma, because if the Adam doesn't want to give him truma, he won't give him truma. On that, Rabbi Meir says, one second, an Eved Kayin can only eat truma of his Bailim? No, he can eat anybody's truma. If you're an Eved Kayin, you can eat truma. Just like a Kayin could eat anybody's truma, an Eved Kayin could also eat anybody's truma. This is not a halacha that says the Eved Kayin can only eat the Kayin's truma. He could eat anybody's truma. And being that if he wants to eat anybody's truma, he could. So the Rabbi Meir is telling the Chachamim, this Eved, till now, because he was the Eved of a Kayin, had the right to eat truma. Now that the Adon was Meshachrim, he's going to lose his ability to eat truma. Eat truma from the Adon, or if the Adon doesn't want to support him, eat truma from somebody else. And really, to appreciate the taina of Rabbi Meir, truma was cheaper than was chulin. And the reason is, there were less koinin. And as a result, supply and demand, economics 101, it was a little bit billiger. So it's a big advantage to be able to eat truma. And that's Rameir's taina. Rameir is saying, you can't tell me that this is an unequivocal schos. As long as it's a tzad choyv, it sounds like Rabbi Meir has a shtickle koyach atayin, and he says, I failed, it's a tzad choyv. He's going to lose his ability to eat truma. And being that he's going to lose his ability to eat truma, so l'chura, that in and of itself should be enough. Said Rabbi Meir back. Now, the chi temru, you're going to tell me that he boy zarek lo gita upasale. Maybe this adoin, if he would want, he can mess up the eved to the point that he won't be able to eat truma, and not just mess him up to the point that he won't be able to eat truma, he'll mess him up legamri. Now, what's exactly this taina? It's not 100% what this taina is, and you need to see the next Tosfos. Dibra maskel v'chi temi boy zarek logito, and the way Tosfos explains it, Tosfos has two pshat, and we'll learn Tosfos' second pshat, that Rameir is bavarning another tzad, that maybe if this Adam would want, he could be meshacher the Eved, and he could do it in a way where it's safik karavla, which will put this Eved now in a compromised position, where misafik he won't be able to eat truma, misafik he also won't be able to marry a shifcha, he won't be able to marry a baschirin, and v'toiv loy li is meshacher. Meaning, I understand that it's maybe a maila for a person to be an Eved Kanani, because if he's an Eved Kanani, he gets to eat truma, and truma is a biliga maichel. But he always runs the risk that his Adin at some point is going to get really upset at him, and because he's going to get upset at him, so maybe he's going to be meshachrim in a way where he's going to end up very, very compromised. And maybe that freeing himself of that bondage, of not anymore being susceptible to becoming a suffik eved, suffik ben chayrin, that should override the taina that he's able to eat truma in a biliga way. On that, Rameir tainid, that's not a taina, and the reason that's not a taina is because shavak leva arik, v'azala alma, because if he wants, he can run away, and if he can run away, there'll be no opportunity for the adoin to be able to do this. And uma ilu eved koin shabarach v'eshes koin shamar da bailo haloi oich. And if this person would run away, he wouldn't lose his ability to eat truma. Yet at the same time, the other no longer would have him in a way where if he decided, and he's a hard svaras, to be meshachrim, he'd be able to be meshachrim. And if that's the case, taina is Rabbi Meir, I don't understand why it's so pashut to you chachamim that it's a schus for an eved to be meshuchr. L'chayri is losing out. What's he losing out? He's losing out in the ability that he's an eved of a kayin to eat truma. What are you going to tell me? At the end of the day, the fact that the Adoin always has him in this vulnerable position should override any other svar in the world. That's why Rameir was bavarning over there. Rameir said, but there's a way to not be vulnerable, just run away. And if an Eved runs away, then he's not going to be in that situation. He's going to be able to eat truma. So I'm not 100% sure, said Rameir, why you view this as being a schus gomer. And if it's not a schus gomer, I think it falls into the category of ein chavim la'adam ela lefanav. Zok de gemara, shaper kamaluhu, l'chayra. At the end of the day, I think Rameir had a good taina to the chachamim. And again, to be clear, if the Chacham's taina to Rameyeh was, Rameyeh, I don't know what you're saying. It's pasha to me that it's a schus for someone to be free. I hear, okay, so you can't argue with that. But Avifel, the Chachamim are going into the weeds with Rameyeh, and we're starting to debate mamish dakis to gesfaras, lakanu lakan. I ain't Tosfos here on the bottom of the Yomin, just a little bit beyond the scope of what we're doing. But if you're going to get into it, then I think Rameyeh had the last word. Rameyeh said at the end of the day, there is tzad chayv over here, because the Eved Kanani of a Kayin is going to lose his ability to be able to eat Truma. Amar Rava, so Rava said, although in the Braisa, it certainly sounds like Rameyeh got the better end, but now you have to go back to the Mishnah. This is what the Chachamim said when they got the final word of the Mishnah. And what did they say? Mipnei Shehu Kinyonai. Right, those were the last words of the Mishnah. Amrulai, Mipnei Shehu Kinyonai. What does that mean? What they meant to say was, the Ibayu Shakal Arba Zuzi Mi Yisrael Upasalei Kalecha Deisei. This Eved Kanani thinks he's such a genius, right? He is the Eved Kanani of a Kohen. He wants to be able to eat Truma. Again, you had to be there, but apparently it was a big milah to be able to eat Truma. He ran away, and he's going to eat Truma now for the rest of his life. It's mamish meirding. No, he's not. What happens if the Odin decides that he wants to sell him? Right? There was a secondary market for Avodim Kiyadua. So what happens if he decides that he wants to sell him? He could sell him to a Yisrael, and if he sells him to a Yisrael, he's not going to be able to eat Truma anymore. So the truth is, it's not so pashut that this Eved Kanani is—it's a gefelach chayiv because of the fact that he just got the shikhar, because he's going to lose head on eating truma. If the other wants to get him to stop eating truma, he can get him to stop eating truma in a second. And as a result, the Eved is still vulnerable. So therefore, we can't look at this nuance as being a tzatzchus. We have to look at the bigger picture. And as far as the bigger picture goes, even Rameyeh is moed that it's a schus for him to be meshucher, and that's why we look at it as being a schus. So the bottom line is the Mishnah. There's a little bit of a shock of attire. The price is a little bit of longer shock of attire. Again, it's very awesome. But on the final analysis, what's happening over here? The Chachamim Taina, that high level, for sure it's pasha to me that there's a schos for an Eved Kanani to be Meshucher. The only tzad not would be that maybe the Odin has a responsibility to support his Eved. But he doesn't have a responsibility to support his Eved. And as a result, there's no Shaila, it's a schos for him to be Meshucher. Rameyeh's Taina was, I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, an Eved Kanani of a Kayin is allowed to eat Truma. And now, as a result of the Shechri, he won't be able to eat Truma. And therefore, I think we view it as a Chayv. What's the Chachamim's taina? The Chachamim's taina is that at any point, if the Adin wants to take away the ability of this Eved Kanani eating Truma, he could, by selling him to a Yisrael. And therefore, we look at the Eved as being vulnerable. It's not like he has this guaranteed license that he's always going to be able to eat Truma. And it's for that reason, it's for sure considered a schos, hadar dina, the bigger picture, for him to be free. But the Gemara asks one great sakasha, and that is, Ule Rameyeh. Rameyeh explained himself that an Eved is considered to be a Maila sometimes because of the fact that he could eat Truma. That's all good if he's the Eved of a Kayin. Abatenech, Eved Kayin. Eved Yisrael, Ma'ikala Meimer. What about an Eved Yisrael? Eved Yisrael, anyways, can eat Truma. I'm Rav Shmuel Barav Yitzchak. Rav Shmuel Barav Yitzchak said, B'tneishem afsidoi meshivcha knanis. You're right. Rameyeh had another reason. He didn't use it, but he had another reason. The other reason that Rameyeh had was, is that an Eved is allowed to live with a Shivcha Kananis, as opposed to a Yisrael is not allowed to live with a Shivcha Kananis. Why is it a Maila, or why is it a Chesaron that the Eved is not going to be able to be with a Shivcha Kananis? I would think it's a Maila. You want to be married to a Shivcha Kananis, you want to be married to a Bas Chayrin. You would think it's better to be married to a Bas Chayrin. So why is he considered a Chayv that he can't be married to a Shivcha Kananis? And the Gemara famously says, because Rameyeh holds an Eved would rather live a life of Hefkeres, and he would rather be able to live with a Shivcha Kananis. Why? And the Gemara says three reasons. Number one, Zilole. So Rashi says, Zoilelo hi be'enov. Because this Eved, if he's going to be married to a Shivcha Kananis, he's going to see her as a Zoilelo, meaning he'll feel free in terms of fulfilling his taivis. Additionally, a shivcha knanis is going to be more shchicha fatashmish than a baschayrin is. And finally, she too is going to be noyig a little bit more bepritzas. But because of all the mailas and tashmish that a person would have if he was married to a shivcha knanis, Rameyeh holds abdev efkeir nichalei. And because of abdev efkeir nichalei, therefore it's considered a chayv for an evet to be Meshucher. So the bottom line is, Chamim hold that it's a schus for an Eved to be Meshucher. Rameyeh holds it's a chayv for an Eved to be Meshucher. Why? There's really two reasons. One reason is, if he's an Eved Kanani of a Kayin, he's going to lose Truma. Truma was a Bilga Meichel Because the cost of living is much less if you're able to eat truma than it is if you have to eat chulin. And as a result, it's a chay for an eved to lose the ability to eat truma. The other reason is, and this would be negeya, even avdei Yisrael, it's based on the fact that avda bevkeira nichalei. Not for now, but I just think it's kedai to speak out of Gishmak Akasha, also litein revach, being parsha leparsha, because we're about to start a completely new sugya. And that is, the Maharaj Tzchias brings Akasha that he says he heard when he was a young child. A real charifus dig Akasha. We know it says in the Torah that if an Odoin has an Eved Kanani and he knocks out his Shein or his Ayin, or one of his other Chaf Dalid Rashi Yevarim, Rashi says. But if he knocks out, he injures his Shein Va'ayin, so the halacha is that the Eved goes L'cheres. So the Maharaj Tzchias says that he heard a Geshmak Akasha. The Kasha he heard was, is, how do you understand it, Pasha? Pasha, you understand that this Eved Nebuchadnezzar in his Avdos, now that you heard him, and you are mazik him, so because of the fact that you heard him and you are mazik him, so therefore he gets this get out card. So now all of a sudden he's able to leave his slavery. It's a silver lining, it's a compensation for the fact that this person was just injured and hurt in a very, very severe way. So said this shayo, that bishloim, according to the Chachamim, that it's a schus for an Eved Kanani to go L'cheiris. I understand it. The math works. That this person is an Eved. Now, because of the fact that he was injured b'shem v'ayin, so he's going to get a bonus. You know what the bonus is? You're going to go free. But according to Rav Meir, that chayvu le'eved, shiyotzu l'chayrin, see, your mom is adding insult to injury. That's literally what you're doing. Because here, this person got injured, and not just that. Well, you got injured, now we're going to let you free. This guy's like, seriously, my whole life is falling apart. Not only can he see, he's missing a tooth. Now, all of a sudden, he has to go free. He has to marry a baschayrin, and this is not what he wants. So fake this shoyl that Marzchia says he heard when he was a young child, that l'chayruf avda b'efkeira nichle, and it's a chay for an ever to go l'chayruf, how do you understand the parasha of Shein V'ayin? And he's Meir, he says, avada, it's not a kasha, but just the hergish of it, in the spirit, it feels a little bit like the chayruf of the Shein V'ayin is a compensation for what happened to him. That's makes sense if it's a good thing, but if it's a bad thing, how would you understand it? So said Maharaj Tzchias, that even though Rav Meir holds that it's a choyf for an eved to go l'cheres, but it's mavur in the Rishonim and the Achronim that that's not always the case. Tosfos, second Tosfos on the Yom, you Gimel Amud Aleph, asks Akasha, the Imtoyma, Eved Yisrael, to loy nichalei b'afkeira, an eved katan Yisrael, skip the main word. If you have a katan, who's an eved Yisrael, who doesn't have yet the svara of avda, why not? The whole reason, according to Rav Meir, by an Eved Yisrael, the reason we say it's a chayv is because Avda Befkeir Nichale, a katan wasn't tam issa yet, tam of arayas. And if that's the case, so over there, lechayr should be a schos. And Tosfos Anochanami, v'yeshloimah the moed Rav Meir be'Eved Katan Yisrael. True. Eved Katan Yisrael, that's going to be the halacha. Maharaj Tzchias was mitzayin a tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda. And this is in Evin Ezer, Madura Tinyana, Simen Kuf Yud, where the Noida B'Yehuda said that it's pasha to him, that even according to Rav Meir, that if it's a choyv to be Meshachar in Eved, but if you would have a chatzi Eved, chatzi ben chayrin, where Beshameh and Besul argued what exactly he's supposed to do with this person, but a chatzi Eved, chatzi ben chayrin, it's pasha, even Rav Meir would be moida to schos. Why? Because Lisa Shivchei Neyachal, it's the Bas Chayrin Neyachal. So you don't have the whole time of the Gemara of Avde Befkei Renichle. But Akoponim, Maharaj Tzchias said that you see from here, that even though Rav Meir holds that it's a choy for an Eved to go L'cheres, not always. Not always. You have to look at each individual case. An Eved Katan Shal Yisrael? No. Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin? Also not. So he said, Yesh Shloimah, the Gemara says that the only time an Eved goes out B'Shem V'Ayin is if the Odoin had Kavana to be Mazakin. But let's say the Odoin was a dentist, I don't know, and then he accidentally knocked out his Shein, or something along those lines. In those cases, you wouldn't have the halacha. It has to be kavanasi lahazik. But if he doesn't have kavana to be mazikim, that's not going to be the halacha. That means the Eved that's yoytzel l'cheres b'shem v'ayin is an Eved of an Odoin who poshit tried knocking his tooth out. The kachava. Said Maharaj Tzchias, I think that even Rav Meir would be moider, that if you're an Eved of Azat Adlein, it's Zichar Eschos V'yidu B'yoytzel L'cheres. And being that we already have a precedent from Tosfos, and then hundreds of years later from the Noida B'Yehuda, that it's not 100% guaranteed that in every single situation, the halacha is that it's going to be considered a chayv. You have to look at each individual situation, and there'll be times that it's actually going to be a schos. Well, if there are cases that it's a schos, I think it's possible this would be a schos, and he says this would maybe be a teretz, this gishmak akasha that he heard, havi Natalia. Either way, we turn our attention to another sugya we're going through, literally, kol ha'teira kula regalachas. That is another Mishnah and ensuing Gemara that's Oymed Berumay Shalaylam. Zok the Mishnah. Ha'oymed Tnu Getz El Ishti. If a man tells a Shliach, Tnu Getz El Ishti, I want you to give this get to my wife. Ushtar Shichr Zal Avdi. Or I want you to give this Shtar Shichr to my Avdi. Umeis. And then the Adon died. Says the Mishnah, Lo Yin Ulach Amisa. Once the Adon or the Baal dies, at that point, the Shliach cannot give the Get Isha, he cannot give the Get Shichr. Tnu Mono L'Ishplein. Umeis. What would be, if this wasn't a question of Get Isha, wasn't a question of Shichr, but rather it was more of a Dine Moministic case, where somebody said, take this Mono and give it to Pliny. So then the Allah is Yin Ulach Amisa, even Lach Amisa, you would give it. So Tnu get zela ishti, shtar shichr zela avdi, umeis lo yitnu la'achamisa. As opposed to, if you would say, Tnu mona l'ish pleni umeis, then the halacha would be yitnu la'achamisa. Now if you look at Rashi, Rashi clearly was a little bit mesupik about what the right girsa in our Mishnah is. And if you look at the Agoyis HaBach, the Bach has a comment on Rashi's comment. But really, what's going on here in the Rishonim is they're mutching a little bit. Why is it so poshit that if somebody says Tnu Shichr Shtar Shichr Zela Avdi Umeis Lo Yitnu Lachamisa, L'Chayra the Chachamim L'Shitasai who hold that Get Shichr is a S'chus. So L'Chura, the minute you gave the Get Shichr over to the Eved, at that point Zochen Adam Shloi Befanav, this Shliach was now a Shliach of the Eved. If he was a Shliach of the Eved, L'Chayra the Shichr is done. So what do you mean Lo Yitnu Lachamisa? It's game over. It happened already. What's the difference between somebody giving a Get Shichr to a Shliach and then dying, versus someone giving a Get Shichr to a Shliach and then wanting to be Chayzer? If you want to be Chayzer, you can't be Chayzer. Why? Because Zochen Adam Shloi Befanav. Yet if you die, what's the difference? L'chayr, it's the same Zachal Adam Shloi Befanav. And it's for that reason that all the Mefarshei, HaRashi, and HaGoyis HaBach speak out, that that's what Rashi was mutching here in the Gersa. And he was saying that you have to say it's talking about when you didn't physically give over the get. Meaning the Mishnah that we learned previously in Daf Yud Aleph on the base, Ha'im retain get zela ishti, v'shtar shichr zela avdi, did you physically gave the Shliach a get, Shichr, and you said, give it over to my Eved. According to the Chachamim, Zachal Adam Shloi Befanav, the Shichr took place at that point. Over here, it was more Tnu Getz El Avdi, but you didn't physically give it to the Shliach. If you didn't physically give it to the Shliach, there's no Zachal Adam Shloi Befanav. All there is a tzivoy. There's a command. I asked you to do something. It's very nice he asked me to do it, but now the person died, and because the person died, at that point, it's not going to work. Now, the halach of the Mishnah is that there's a chilek in Tnu Get zela ishti, shtar shichr zela avdi umeis, versus tnu mona l'ish pleini umeis. When it comes to get isha, get shichr, lo yitnu lachamisa, and when it comes to mona l'ish pleini, yitnu lachamisa. So what's Pashup Pshan in the Mishnah? Obviously the Gemara is going to discuss it, but just on a Mishnayis level. Rashi says that the reason, if someone says tnu get zela ishti, or shtar shichr zela avdi umeis, lo yitnu lachamisa, zok Rashi, the gito lehavi adamata liyadi. Because that's Pashup, that the get, side to get isha, and side to get shichr in this case, are not going to go into effect until the Eved Knani, or maybe in the case of Shechur, the Shliach himself, received the get. And at the time that the Mesiras Haget took place, Hamisle Meshacher. The Meshacher wasn't alive anymore. At that point, he has no Reshus anymore over the Eved. In the case of the Ishus, the first Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin, she's no longer in his Reshus. As a result, you have no ability anymore to effectuate a Shichra, to effectuate a Gerishin. Meaning, the reason that there's no Get Lachamisa, Sai Gerishin, Sai Get Shichra, is because in order to divorce, or in order to be Meshacher, you have to be a Baitlan. In order to give a Gerishin, you have to be married. In order to give a get shichr, you have to own the eved. Once a person dies, he's not married anymore. So if he's not married, there's no tfisas makim for a get anymore. If the other dies, he doesn't own the eved anymore. Who owns it? The Yarshim own it. But he doesn't own it. So if he doesn't own it, have to be meshacher. So Zok Rashi, it's for that reason, lo yitnu lachamisa, which then segues right into the Gemara, and it begs the question, and that is, so why is tnu mona l'ploini? If the man died, he doesn't own the mana anymore. Who owns the mana? The Yarshim owned the mana. So if the Yarshim owned the mana, because the father before he died said, Tnu mana lich plaini, that means the Yarshim have a chiv to follow what it is he said. Mechatesi. Now the truth is, at the end of the sugya, the Gemara is going to get involved in the well-known halach of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. But that's a spoiler alert. We're giving it away. That's something that we're going to get to at the very, very end of the sugya. But for now, we don't know yet about mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. And as a result, the chura at first glance, it's very, very tzarech bir. What's the difference between a get ish and a get shecher that lo yit nulach amisa? Why? Because what are you divorcing? What are you being mashacher? It's not yours anymore. Yet, nu mano leploy, neither you give it. It's not his. So if it's not his, it belongs to the Yarshim. Why would the Yarshim have a chiv to do something with that money? Because their father said that that's what they should do. So again, to address this question, Amar Rav Yitzchok bar Shmuel bar Marta Mishmedera. So the Gemara doesn't say it as if Imtoyman, as if Yeshloimar. The Gemara is going to mention a comment that Rav made in the Mishnah, but it's all with the Kavana to try to explain this halacha. So Rav Yitzchok bar Shmuel bar Marta said the name of Rav. This, that the Mishnah says, Tumano lishplenu meisi et nulach hamiso, vushet tzibur mu menach mekeren zav. It's talking about where this money was tzibur in Menachem Karen's office. Meaning, it was a very specific mana. He looked the mana between the eyes and he said, this is the mana that I want you to give to Ish Pliny. Right? Spurin means it's piled up, Menachem, it's sitting in Karen's office in a corner, it's neat, it's in a certain place, it's a very specific $100 bill. This is what he wants that you should give. That's where the halacha of the Mishnah was said. So the Gemara says like this, B'mayaskinon. How did Rav learn the Mishnah? Did Rav understand that the Mishnah is talking about a healthy person? So this was a gezinta mensch that said, Tnu manu lish poini. And then all the chever got around to doing what this man said, umeis, he ended up dying. But when he said it, he was an ishbari. What's Pashup Shan in the Mishnah? Meaning, it sounds like Rav was making this akimta to explain the Mishnah. Not exactly sure how you explain the Mishnah. The teretz to the kash that we said, how you understand the difference in the ratio and the safe is that it's Siburim Munachim. What does Siburim Munachim do? Halei Mashnach. There was no Mashicha. This recipient was never kain it, right? So what's the point? So who owns the money now that the man died? The Yarshim. Do if the Yarshim own it? So this Shliach, whoever the father was talking to, when he said Tnu Mana Lish Ploy, he has no right to take the Yarshim's thing. That no one did the Shicha, it still belongs to the Yarshim and give it away. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about where it was a Shchiv Merah. And that's the way Rav understood the Mishnah. Meaning, that would explain, maybe, why Yitnu Lach HaMisa. Because we know the laws of Shchiv Merah are very, very different than the laws of a regular person. But if that's the case, my Yit Siburim. Why did Rav have to make the Ikimta that the money was Siburim? Ke'in Siburim Nami. Even if the money wasn't Siburim, you'd have the same halacha. Dokai Melonde Divrei Shchiv Merah, Kichsuvim Uchim Surim Dami. Because the rule is, Divrei Shchiv Merah is Kichsuvim Uchim Surim Dami. If a Shliach says something, Shliach dictates and says, I think you should do something. It's kichsuvim, it's as if you have a shtar kinyan, it's kemesurin, as if there was a meshicha, mesira, it's as if you did the best in the shetz, the kinyan in the world. So if the Mishnah is talking about a shchimera, so that would then give us a little insight into why the halacha would be, tnumana lishpleni umeis yitnu lachamisa. Because although the man ended up dying, and then the Yarshim got it, the Yarshim actually didn't get it. Because as soon as the shchimera said, tnumana lishpleni, at that point, it was kichsum and chimsurundam. But if that's the case, then why would Rav have to make the kimta of the hushnet zibur mu menachem mekeren zav? So again, it sounds like Rav's statement that he made on the Mishnah of hushnet zibur mu menachem mekeren zav was coming to address the kasha, the plia that is the safe of the Mishnah. The Rashi of the Mishnah says, Oimer, give a get ishan to my wife, or get shechet to my eved, and then he dies, let you know lachamisa. We understand that. But knew it, manal ish plenium is yit no lachamisa. It has no avana. Right? Why? L'chaira, nothing happened. The man died. The Yarshim have it now. So L'chaira, why are we listening to what he said? Rav, to address this, L'chura, said, V'hu shetziburim u'munachim mekeren zavis. And once you have that akimta, everything is going to make sense. Tainas the Gemara v'manam shalach. I'm not exactly sure what tziburim u'munachim mekeren zavis does to add any havana in what's happening. And the Gemara asks if the player is Mamanavshach. If the person who said Tnu Mana Lish Plaini was a Bari, how does it help that it was tziburim u'munachim? And if it was a Shchimera, you don't need that it should be tziburim u'munachim. So Rav's havana in the Mishnah is a little bit tzarech bir, and the Gemara is going to bring a machloikis amayron, what exactly Rav meant. Amar Rav Zid said, Loilam a Bari. Rav understood the Mishnah was talking about a Bari. What's the kasha? If we're talking about a Bari, we're not talking about a Shchimera. Why does it help that it's Sibur Mumunachin, Ukut Rav Huna Amar Rav? And the way we would understand this is based on something that Rav Huna said in the name of Rav. So we're explaining Rav based on something Rav said, which is Gans Geshmak. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, Mono Biyotcha. If somebody goes over to his friend and he tells him, Mono Li, my mon is Biyotcha, it's in your hand. Tenei Uloi Leploini. And I want you to give it to Ploini. So Reuven goes over to Shimon, and Reuven tells Shimon, says, you know, Shimon, you have my mon. I'd like you to take my money, I'd like you to give it to Levi. So the halach is, Rav said an unbelievable chiddush, which is going to be the topic of a little bit of today's daf, but also tomorrow's daf. If Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are all there at the same time when he said this, the halach is the kinyan is going to be chal. So if Reuven, who's the owner of the mana, tells Shimon, who's the intermediary, he's holding on to the mana, give it to Levi, who's going to be the recipient of the money. If they're all b'mayim mishloshim, they're all together, the halach is a special chiddush, it's a takonas chachamim, that this is a kinyan. So when you think of kinyonim, the first kinyan that comes to mind is not mayim mishloshim. You think of mashicha, you think of kesef, shtar, chazoka, hagba, agav, right? There's a whole bunch of different types of kinyonim, kinyon chotzer. There's a kinyon called mayim mishloshim. And the makar to it is getting dafid gimel, and the law of Maimon Shloshtim states that if one person has something in somebody else's possession and he wants a third person now to be zayich in it, all he needs to do is instruct him. He says, boom. Just saying those words, it's going to be okay. Either way, Rav Zvid said that the way Rav understood the Mishnah, the reason Tnuman Ulish Pliny Umeis Yitnu Lachamisa is talking about because it was B'mayim Shloshtim. It wasn't just Tnuman Ulish Pliny. It was B'mayim Shloshtim. The person that said Tnuman Ulish Pliny said it in the presence of the Ish Pliny who was going to be the recipient. Everybody was in the room at the same time, and being that it was B'mayim Shloshtim, that's why it works. Now, how does it explain B'hutzet Shetzibur Mumunachim Mekaren Zavis? So Rashi says, the reason is because Rav Zvid is of the opinion, which is going to be the topic of tomorrow's daf, that the only time B'mayim Shloshtim works is if this item that you're being makna is a pikadon. If it's a pikadon, it works. Otherwise, it's not going to work. What does it mean, a pikadon? A pikadon means where Reuven has something and Shimon is watching it for him. Whether Shimon is a shaymechinam, a shaymesacher, he's a soicher, he's a shoyl. Those are different types of shaymre pikadon. But hatzad hashava, shaymre pikadon. And the only time it works is when you're shaymre pikadon. As opposed to what? As opposed to, let's say, Reuven would have loaned money to Shimon. He loaned him money. He loaned him $100. And now he says, you know that $100 that you owe me? Give it to Levi. Even if it's b'mayim shloshim, it's not going to work. In order to have a b'mayim shloshim, you need a pekadon. The pekadon has to be here, as opposed to a milva there, it's not going to work. And the lumdus is, again, this is really tomorrow's daf, but the lumdus is that pekadon is always viewed as being in the reshus of the mafkid. Kalecha de isa, reshus of the mari. So we always look at it as being in the reshus of the mafkid. So if it's in my reshus, I have the ability to be makna to you, albeit with this new mechudish type of kinyan called mayim shloshim, as opposed to a milvah's loitzonin. No. When somebody lends money to somebody, even though the loitzah has an IOU, he has a responsibility, he has a debt that he has to pay up, but the money that he loaned him, that money is no longer the money of the malva. The malva just has a schus tfia, but he doesn't have the money. To pull off a maimit shloshtim, Rav Zvid held, it has to, the point is this. Rav held a pshat in the safe of the Mishnah is the kinyan of maimit shloshtim. And he made the akim tabusha tzibur m'menachim, mekaren zavis, because he held that the only time maimit shloshtim works is if there's a pekadon. So he was just describing, he was depicting, he's giving you the visual of a pekadon. That's all he was trying to do. Because that's the only time maimit shloshtim is working. And by the way, who said the chiddush of maimit shloshtim? Rav said, Mayredik. Rav Lashitas, Rav Papa, and Rav Papa said a different shot. He said, "Loi l'mishchiv mirah." Really, Rav understood the Mishnah that the Mishnah is talking about a shchiv mirah. What's the kasha? If we're talking about a shchiv mirah, so then why do you need to make the ikimta that it was suburim u'munachim mekaren zavis? L'chayru divrei shchiv mirah is kichsum rechimsur and dami. Meaning, if it's a shchiv mirah, that in of itself is a good explanation for the Mishnah. Just say the end of the Mishnah is talking about a shchiv mirah. Oh, it's a shchiv mirah, gavaldik. Everything is going to be okay. But the Gemara says, "Uked idach de Rav." Pshat in Rav is also l'shitas. Based on something else, Rav said, "Amar Rav." Rav says, "Shchiv mirah shomet truman u'lepoini min nichsay." Mono ze noisnin, mono stam e noisnin. If a shchimera says, give a mono leplaini from my nechasin, so if he identifies the money, he says mono ze, then that loch is noisnin. But if he says mono stam na, meaning even though divrei shchimera is kichsum rechim surim dami, but Rav said a meri de gechidish, he said it's only if he says mono ze. And by mono ze, there's a chidish of kichsum rechim surim dami. But mono stam na, and the reason is chayshin on shema mono kavur kama. We're afraid that maybe this shchimera wanted to give a very specific mono. And that mono was buried somewhere, and You don't have access to that mana. If you don't have access to that mana, so there's no divrei chimra, kichsum, chim, surim, dami. So this is a very big chiddush, but this is something that Rav said. And being that this is something that Rav said, so said Rav Papa, I can tell you that la'olam, Rav was making the Mishnah that we're talking about a chimra, and it makes sense that Rav should say, tziburim u'munachim, because this is ki'idach to Rav. This is Rav L'shitasit that holds that the only time divrei chimra, kichsum, surim, dami is if it's mana zeh, mana stam not. And that's the visual. That's what he's trying to describe to you when he says tziburim u'munachim. What he wants him to be is a mana stam, like this, you're not going to be chayish, that maybe there's a mana cover something. Parenthetically, the Gemara says, as it relates to the halacha, even though Rav said it, but the bottom line is, what we have now is two mahalchim, how to understand Rav's Havana in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, what's the kasha? Number one, what's the difference between that and the Reisha? But more pointedly, the kasha is that if a man said through mana l'shpleni, then he dies. I heard the yarshim yarshim the mana. The yarshim yarshim the mana. So what now obligates them to go fulfill what it is that the adon said? And really, what we have is two mahalchem. Either pshat in the Mishnah is talking about where it was b'maymet shloshta, and being that it's b'maymet shloshta, it works. Or it's talking about where he was a shchivmera and divrei shchivmeras kichsurim chimsurim dam. Right, that's super high level what we just said. Understanding it a little bit better, the way the Gemara presented is that Rav is the Amora that's explaining. Rav made an Akimta. The Akimta was Gushet Tziburim U'munachin. And either way you go, that Akimta is a necessary Akimta. If it's talking about Maimet Shloshtam, so I'll say that the reason Rav said it's Tziburim U'munachin is because Maimet Shloshtam only works by Pekat. And if it's talking about where it was a Shchivmera, the reason Rav said it's Tziburim U'munachin, it's Rav L'shitasa. The Rav says that the only time this Divrei Shchivmera, if he says Mana Zeh, but if he says Mana Stam Nat, Chayshin Hashem Mana Kavur Kamar, and for that reason, that's Midalach. But the bottom line is, Rav Zvid Rav Papa had two different Mahalchim how to explain Rav's explanation of the Mishnah. According to Rav Zvid, Rav is learning the Mishnah by a Matnas Bari, it's Maimet Shloshtam, and the reason you need Tziburim U'munachin is because Maimon Shloshtam only works by a Pekadin. According to Rav Papa, Rav was explaining the Mishnah that it's talking about a Matna Shchivmera. Matna Shchivmera is Kichsurim Surim Dami, but only according to Rav in the event that you say Mana Zeh. Zok Tumar, Rav Papa, my timely Yom HaKarav Zvid. Why did Rav Papa, who learned his Pshat, that it's talking about a Matna Shchivmera, why didn't he learn like Rav Zvid, the first Pshat, that it's a Matna Zbari, and it's talking about Maimon Shloshtam, Eini Tziburim U'munachim? Why? Because the only time you say Maimon Shloshtam is by a Pekadin. Zok Tumar, Pashat Teretz, Kisav Rav Papa, Rav Papa, Otski, Yom HaRav, Loish Shlob Emil, Loish Shlob Begadin. It's because he was Chelik on that Hanacha. The only way Rav Zvid's Teretz works like Rashi spoke on Amin Aleph is if you hold that Maimon Shloshtam only works by a Pekadin. That's where Papa was Chelik on. It's the topic of the beginning of tomorrow's daf, and that's why he was Chelik. Rav Zvid, my time with Amik Rav Papa. Why didn't Rav Zvid learn like Rav Papa? Be Moikim, the Mishnah that is talking about a Shchivmera, and Rav L'shitasei holds Mana Shchivmera only works if it's Mana Zeh. Right? That sounds like an easy Mahalach to explain the Mishnah. So why would Rav Zvid not learn that way? So the Gemara says the reason Rav Zvid didn't want to learn Rav Papa is Lo Mituk Mimasnisim B'Shchivmera, because he didn't want the Mishnah to be talking about a Shchivmera. Why not? Mimai, because Midik Tami, because he had a Raya actually that the Mishnah is not talking about a Shchivmera, because the Mishnah says Lo Mituk Mimasnisim B'Shchivmera. What was the ratio of the Mishnah? If the man would say, give this wife, this get to my wife, or this to my heaven, and then he would die like in Ulach Hamisa. Now it sounds like time of the mitzvah. The only reason they don't go forward with the shlichas is because the adoin, the baal died. Hamichayim, but if he would be alive, noisim, you would. Right? That's pretty clear. I mean, the whole issue over here is that he died. But if he didn't die, in that case, it would be okay. Okay. Now, time of the matzno. It also sounds like the only time if he was alive, we'd be able to fulfill the shlichas is if he would say the words that he said. What did he say? Tnu gets elishtin. He would have to say the word tenu. Then you wouldn't. Which, by the way, is not a chiddush. If a man writes a get and he just gives it to a shliach, I don't know, the shliach can't go do his shlichas. He would have to say tenu gets al ishti. He has a mitzvah v'nasam v'yada. Shlucha shaladim kamay. So you want to appoint a shliach to be the v'nasam v'yada for you. That's something that you have a right to do. But of course, you would have to say the word tenu. But Zok Rav Zvid, it's not always true. Because for Shchivmera, Afagav Toliyam Atunu Noisim, the halacha is that a Shchivmera that writes a get and he says, divorce my wife, but he doesn't say, Tnu gets el ishti. The halacha is that we fulfill it anyways. It's a Mishnah. We used to think that if someone was on death row, he's a Yotze B'Koyler, right? He's about to get killed. For Amr, he said, Kisvu get le ishti. Hare elu yichtavu v'yitnu. You can write it, because he said Kisvu, and you can even give it. He never said Tnu. So the reason is because we assume that he's so mavulvul, he's about to be executed, so therefore he wasn't thinking properly. But avadu givis, really, he wants to as well. Chazru loimer, they came around and they said, af hamefarish vayoytze b'shiara. Meaning, it used to be only someone that was on death row. And then they expanded this halacha, they broadened it. They said, a man that's about to go on a business trip, right, once upon a time, to be mefarish or yoytze b'shiara was very dangerous, right? Mefarish is bayam, Rashi says, yoytze b'shiara is in the midbar. They're two of the four people that are tzrich lahoydis. So we know that's a very, very big deal. So chazru loymar, they came around and they said, afa mefarish v'yoytze. If that person would say kiss for gel ishti and not say tnu, that would be enough. Reb Shimon Shazuri took it even a step further. He said afa mesukin, even a shchiv mirad that says kiss for gel ishti but doesn't say tnu, da loch is koisvin v'noisnet. So what do you see from here? That a shchiv mirad doesn't have to say tnu gel ishti in order for the get to be a get. All he has to say is kissful. So said Reb Zvid, if our Mishnah is talking about a shchiv mirad, that's pshat in the last line of the Mishnah, tnu man ish pleni umes, that da loch is yitnu lacha misa, then the Reish also has to be talking about a Shchimera. If the Reish is talking about a Shchimera, this word Tnu is an extra word. Why is the word Tnu talked about in our Mishnah? The word Tnu is an extra word. A husband who's a Shchimera that wants to divorce his wife, if he's going to make a Shliach, does not have to utter the word Tnu. So that whole word Tnu is a superfluous word. Right? If he was going to live, the Shliach would be able to fulfill the Shlichas even if he didn't say the word Tnu. So the word Tnu is extra. So why did he say the word Tnu? Muzdoch Zayin said, Rav Zvid, that the Mishnah talk about a Shchimera. It's not talking about a Shchimera. That's why I don't like Rav Papa's Pshat. Must be. The Pshat is my Mishlashim. But the Gemara says, Maskel Rav Ashi, yes. Man Lemel on the Masis Rav Shimon Shazuri. Domu Rabbanani. Rav Zvid, you're saying that according to Rav Shimon Shazuri, I don't understand Rav Papa's Pshat. That's a pretty solid ikemta to say that the Mishnah is Rav Shimon Shazuri. Who said the Mishnah is Rav Shimon Shazuri? Say Yachid. Maybe the Mishnah is the Chachamim, who didn't seemingly hold like Rav Shimon Shazuri. And if that's the case, a Shchimera would have to say Tanu. So the Mishnah is talking about a Shchimera. That's obviously where Rav Papa understood his pshat, and the Gemara asks it as a kasha even on Reb Zvid. It's not just a teretz for our pop, it's a maskev law. It's a kasha on Reb Zvid. I understand Reb Zvid. This is your reason? Because you thought the Mishnah is Reb Shimon Shazuri. Mi gila lecha rozeh. Who told you that this mission is going according to Reb Shimon Shazuri? Maybe the mission is going according to the Chacham. The bottom line is, we started the sukkah. We don't have to recap it. I think we did it a few times in the course of going through the Shakla V'Tayr. That's Hashem. We'll precap it tomorrow and continue with the sugya of Nine Mitzvashta. But just one ha'ara as it relates to today's daf, which is really a Yisoidistig ha'ara. It's Yisoidistig Masechtas Gittin. And really, it's Yisoidistig in the sugya of Shluchay Shaladim Kamaisai, which is one of the sugyas that underpins the entirety of Torah Shabbal Peh. It's Yadua that there's a machloikis between the Rambam and the Torah. What would happen if somebody appoints a shliach lohaylacha to divorce his wife? And after the husband appointed this shliach, the husband became a shaita. He bashed, lost his das. Does the shliach have the right to continue and fulfill his shlichus? Or does he not? So a shaita, we know, can't divorce his wife. That's the backdrop of the Get of Cleves. But it's a davar pashut. In order to be able to effectuate a kinyan, do any maisa that has ramifications, you have to be a bar das. Cher shayta v'katan in halacha are not considered bnei das. As a result, it's pashut. It goes without say that a katan does not have the ability to be megarish. I'm sorry, a shayta does not have the ability to be megarish as ishtar. The question is, what happens if somebody appointed a shliach to divorce his wife when he wasn't a shayta? He was a pikeach. And then, after he appointed the shliach, before the shliach fulfilled the shlichus, he became a shaita. What would be the halach? Could the shliach go and firois his shlichus, or could the shliach not go and firois his shlichus? So the halach is, and there's no machloikis, that the shliach can't. Stating that, all the achroinim are medayik, that there was a machloikis between the Rambam and the Tor, whether this, that the shliach cannot fulfill his shlichus, is midairaisa, or is it only midirabana? The Rambam brings this halacha, and the Rambam says, "Omar kishuhu bari, kisfu get v'tenu le'ishti." If a man who was a bari, he was healthy, he says, write a get and give it to my wife. V'acha kach nivas, and then afterwards he became a shaita. Mamtina nachayav, you wait until he becomes a bari. V'kaisa v'naisala, and then afterwards we do what we need to do. V'ein tzarech lachzor lihimalich loy acha shehivri. But when he gets better, we don't have to ask him again, are you sure that this is something that you want to stay with? Because if he told you before he became a shoita that this is something that he wanted to do, then that minui is going to work even for now that he gets better. Meaning right now, when he's a shoita, you don't give the get. But when he gets better, you don't have to ask him again. If the shliach would give this get, and he would write the get before he became better, hareza apostle, it would be possible. The Kesef Mishnah and the Mishnah Melech, Ayin Shom, it's beyond the scope of this Reivai, are both medayik from the Rambam. That from the Rambam's Lashon of Hareza Apostle, A, and B, from the fact that the Rambam says that in the event that this person becomes a Pikech, he doesn't have to be Memanim as a Shliach again, it's Muchach, that really B'dievet, when this person was a Shaita, had the Shliach been Megarish, his wife, the shlichus would have been a good shlichus. The only reason it's a problem is midrabanan, and that's what the Rambam meant when he said, I raise apostle, it's apostle midrabanan. But midai raisa, the shlichus would be good. And the reason the Chachamim said it's a problem is because being that a shaita really can't divorce his wife, and this looks a little bit like a shaita is divorcing his wife, even though it's not, because he really appointed the shliach before he became a shaita, but still it's going to be apostle midrabanan. But the bottom line is, what we need to know, this is one of the most famous Rambams in Yad Chazaka, the Rambam shita is that if somebody appoints a shliach, then he becomes a shoita. Midai raisa, the shliach could fulfill his shlichus. It's only midrabana because of azagzeda that it's not going to be okay. The Torah in Eben Ezra Simin Kuf Chaf Aleph brings this halacha, and the Torah is chilek on the Rambam, and the Torah says that no, if somebody appoints someone a shliach, and then afterwards he becomes a shoita, the shliach cannot fulfill a shlichus, and if he does, it's p'teilim u'mevutalim. It's not going to work. You can't fulfill a shlichus on behalf of somebody that himself would not be able to. I, the minu shlichus happened before he became a shoita. That's very nice. But lemaisin, right now he's a shoita, and because right now he's a shoita, this is not something he's going to be able to do. Parenthetically, it's interesting. It's a machloikis in Rambam and the Torah. And the truth is, there are some very famous machloikis in between Rambam and the Torah. Although the Torah is usually thought of as being an amoira. It's usually thought of as being an achron, right? The Torah's father was the Rosh, who's usually thought of as being the last dar of Rishayim. And then the Torah already is the first dar of achronim. But there are machloikis in between the Rambam and the Torah, and this is a pretty, pretty well-known one. The Ktzois in Simin Kuf Peches asks, he says that, I don't understand. According to the Rambam, that the Rambam holds, that midai raisa, if somebody would appoint a shliach to divorce his wife, and then he would become a shoyke. So the halacha is that midai raisa, the shliach to fulfill the shlichos. L'chayr, why is it different than the Mishnah that we just learned in today's daf? The Mishnah says, "Oimer tnu get zela ishti, and star shlichos zela avi umes, lo yitnu la'achamisa." L'chayr, why lo yitnu la'achamisa? It says, Bishlam, according to the Torah, I understand why lo yitnu la'achamisa. Because you appointed a shliach. Right now, you're not in a matzav anymore where you can do this by yourself. Therefore, the shliach can't do it for you either. But according to the Rambam, that if somebody makes someone a shliach to do something, even if at the time that the shliach is going to do it, the mishaleach is no longer in a matzav where he himself would be able to do it, that's fine. Midrabanan, it's an issue. But miyekra din midairaiso, that's something that's going to be fine. So then why is it that ha'imetru gatzele ishti, umeis lo yidnu lachamisa? Why lo yidnu lachamisa? L'chayre, he made him a shliach. If he made him a shliach, it should be okay. Oh, because he died? Who cares that he died? Why is it different that if he became a shaita? With the Rambam Shita is the midday rice, even if he became a shaita, as long as it was a proper mina shlichas, that would be okay. So l'chayre, here too, it should be okay as well. Zok the tzois, the teretz is pashit. What's the teretz? The teretz is that the reason if somebody makes a shliach to divorce his wife and then the mishaleach dies, it's a problem, is not because right now the mishaleach doesn't have the ability himself to divorce his wife. Because he's dead and as a result, he doesn't have the ability to do it. That's not the problem. Because like the Rambam, the minute you make a shliach, so now the shliach takes over. And if the shliach takes over, let the shliach do it. The reason it's a problem is because what is gerushin? Gerushin is severing an ishus. If the man dies, there's no ishus anymore. And if there's no ishus anymore, it's at that point. It's not going to be a problem. I'm a true gezel avdi, right? Umeis. You know what the problem is? The problem is not that how could you be my shliach to be meshachru my eved if I couldn't do it by myself. That's not a problem. The Rambam holds it's not an issue. The Rambam holds the minute you make a shliach, the shliach gets full power of attorney. He takes over. We just care about him. We don't care anymore about the shliach. You're done. You just gave it over. You'll sit on the side. We'll let you know when you need to know what's happening. Right? Right now, the shliach has full control over what's happening. But the reason over here the shtashicher is not going to work is because what are you being meshacher? You're being meshacher the eved of who? Of the mishalech. Meshach doesn't own the eved anymore. As soon as the Mishaleach died, at that point it belongs to the Yarshim. If it belongs to the Yarshim, it's not going to be Shaykh. Zokti says that the emes is that if you look at Rashi, we spoke out this Rashi. If you look at Rashi in the Mishnah, it's clear to me that Rashi was going out of his way to make this point. Because Rashi said in the Mishnah, why is it lo yitnu lacham niso? The gita lo yhavi adamat liyad. Because the get is not a get until it comes to the hand of the Evan. And when it comes to the Eved, or to the Shliach, at that point the Meshacher is dead. Why did Rashi, said the Ketzais, have to talk so much? Why did Rashi just say Bashit? That being that someone that's not alive can't be Megarish's wife, you made a Shliach, say, hey, now you're not alive anymore. How could the Shlichas do the Shlichas on your behalf? The Teret Zog, the Ketzais, is because Rashi probably learned like the Rambam. And Rashi probably held that Pe'etzim, you don't need that the Mishaleach should be able to execute at the time that the Shliach is executing. As long as you were Memanim as a Shliach, that in of itself is going to be enough. Therefore, Rashi had to come up with a new reason. What's the new reason? The new reason is that the Shichur knocks out the Rishos of the Adoin. And if that's the case, that's why it's not going to work. But Enochinami Zoktik Tzoyis, Enochinami Zoktik Tzoyis, I think it's Poshit that it's Gufa for this reason that Rashi went out of his way to say another Pshat. The emes is, Rashi on Daf Tes Amid Beis says the same exact thing that Rashi says here in our Mishnah. Over there too, the Gemara mentioned our Mishnah, this halacha of Layitnu Lachamiso. Now, why was it mentioned on Daf Tes Amid Beis? Because over there, the Mishnah was discussing Shloisha Dvarim Shavu Gitei Nashon L'Shchuri Ava. The Ramea says four, but that was the sugi over there. And we mentioned over there in the course of that discussion, what happened, right? It was Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara says only three similarities between a Get Isha and a Get Shechir. What about this Mishnah? The Mishnah that we just learned, the Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. Layitnu Lachamiso, that's something that Get Isha and Get Shechir both have in common. So if you look at Rashi, so Rashi speaks out. What's the problem? Why is it layitnu lacham yisa? Just one line. Because v'kiven the mes kadim. Because being that the mishaleach died before this shechir took place, sulay havi shechrure shechir. At that point, you can't be mishachir anymore. The nafkalei reshus aminei. Because he loses his rishos, v'chay lolet, rishos yarshim. At that point, it belongs to the yarshim. So zok, t'ktoy, it's Rashi l'shitas. He said it two times. Because faket, Rashi learned like the Rambam. He held that mitzad the etzim shlichos, there wouldn't be a problem. You want to know if there's a megarish here, if there's a meshachri, there is. Because as soon as you make a shliach, at that point, that in and of itself would be enough. What is the issue? The issue is, there's nothing to be meshachri. There's nothing to be megarish. And it's for that reason, it's going to be an issue. Not to be meirich, but I once saw a ha'ara. If you look at Rashi on Daf Samech Vav Amid Aleph, so Rashi says, Dibra Maschel La'acha Misa Mi'ika. The Gemara over there says, Ain't get La'acha Misa. Right? Namish the sugi that we're learning. It's not Rashi. What does it mean? Ain't get La'acha Misa. La'acha Shemes. Once a man dies, Mi Megarsha. There's no Megarish. And if there's no Megarish, Memele Ain't get La'acha Misa. When a man dies, Ain't get lacha misa, why? Because lacha shemes mi megarsha. Rashi mesachtes ksubis, daf beis amud beis. There too, the Gemara mentions this halacha of ain't get lacha misa. Just one lashon on Rashi. Meis hu de inoy get, dole shavi gitad yud beis chodesh. For who meis betoichas man? Uman ka megarsh le mehashto. Ain't a meis a megarshim. Right? Ain't a meis a megarshim. L'chayra, there's no meis over here to be megarish. So I once saw a mer de ga'ara. That l'chayra, Rashi l'shitase, the way he learned here in Gittin Daf Tes Amud Beis, and again on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that the reason if someone makes a shliach to be megarish his wife or to be meshacher his eved, the halacha is that the shliach can't do it. It's based not on the fact that there's no megarish. It's based on the fact that there's no ishus to be megarish. It's based on the fact that there's no avdus anymore to be meshacher. And the Ketzos said in Kuf Peches that Rashi had to learn that way. Because Rashi, he's medayik, because it is kasha, held like the Rambam, that Be'etzim over there is a megarish. There is a Meshacher, who? The Shliach that he appointed. But the point is that once Rashi already told us that there's such a good reason why ain't get la'acha misa, it's so good that even if you made a shliach, there would still be an ain't get lacha misa. Hagam Rashi held like the Rambam, the way the Ktzayis Cheshbon. So if that's the case, then why would Rashi in Gittin Samech Vavam at Aleph and the same exact Rashi in Ksubas Dapes Amid Beis say man megarish? What do you mean man megarish? Say better. There's nothing to be megarish. Man megarish sounds like there's something to be megarish. So I once saw that could be, and this is a diak nifla. It's mamash a diak nifla. If you look at both Rashi's here in the first part of Masechtas Gittin, Sidaf Tes Amid Beis and Sidaf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, Rashi both times was talking about get shechra, which is a pella. Rashi says v'kivan the mis kodim sulei havi shechure shechra the nafkele reshusay minei v'chaylo aler reshus yarshin. Our Rashi said the same exact thing. And you've Gimel Amid Aleph. The Ktzayis is greiser Rashi. What was Rashi's lashon? V'chimati liyadei hamesle meshacher upakele reshusay. Both Rashi's picked shechra, which if you think about it, why? Rashi's explaining a Mishnah that said two halachas. Turgetzel ishti shtar shechazel avdi lo yinu lachamisa. And Rashi both times said his doglash, he said his knech, as it relates to shechur. The two Rashi's, Gittin Samech Vav Amid Aleph, Ksubas Daf Beis, he's talking about ein get lachamisa, he's talking about a get isha. So, could be in the world of lamdis, there's makom to say again, you have to be miyashav with the ktzos. But the point is just, as a maimer amuzger, that it could be to be miyashav Rashi, maybe there's a chilik between shechur and between gerushin. Once a man dies, he loses full control over his Zevaknani. He has no shaykhis Zevaknani anymore. It goes over the Yerush. It's a pasuk of Parashas Baha. He loses his entire schus that he has. It's not his Zevaknani. He has nothing anymore. So if he has nothing, there's no makim, there's nothing for the shikhar to be chalon. When a man dies, is it so pashit that the ishus is gone? The man is married and then he dies. So the ishus is gone, right? It's pashit. It's not pashit. Right? Shtei tshuvas bedavar. Number one, yibum. You see, there's a zika, and zika in the world of lamdis is a toitza, it's a hamshacha of the original ishus. So if that's the case, just by virtue of the fact that there's a mesechtes yevamis and there's a parish of zika, it sounds a little bit like there's some ishus that's still nisher even after the husband dies. Another makar to this is the isurei erva. All the isurei erva survive death, right? So the halacha is that whether the woman dies or the man dies, even la'achamiso, all the isurei erva are still going to go into effect. That's also something that's mavur from Yevamos 101. The ishus achas true even after the man dies. But the bottom line is that you see, could be that there's still an ishus afilu la'achar. So Rashi, when he was talking about shechur, said there Rashi was able to say it much sharper. There Rashi was able to say, you want to know why ain't get shechur la'achamiso? Ain't get shechur la'achamiso because nothing there. It's paka. So where's the makom for it to be chal? But as it relates to ishus, Ishus, it could be there is an Ishus afilu lachamisa. Dafinon kumit another time. The reason they get lachamisa is because it felt in the Megarish. This is felt in the Ishus. It's felt in the Megarish. But either way, we digress. The bottom line is that this is the machloikis between the Rambam and the Torah. What's the machloikis? The machloikis is if somebody was Mamano Shliach, and then all of a sudden, after he was Mamano Shliach, before the Shliach had an opportunity to execute his Shlichos, the Mishaleach became a Shaita. What's the halacha? Could the Shliach do the Shlichos or could he not? Now, Midrabanan for sure now, but we're not discussing this on a rabbinic level, we're discussing this on a biblical level. We want to know Midday Raisna, right? The Rabbanan the Cheshbin is something that's very unique to Gerishin, it could be wouldn't be in the Geyadine Mamadis and other areas in halacha. So we want to know on a Midday Raisa level, what would be the halacha? The halacha would be that, do you say that being that the Mishaleach was Mamana Shliach, and now he has full power of attorneys, he's allowed to go and do whatever he wants to do? Or do we say, no, at the end of the day, you were Mamana Shliach, but the Shliach could only do it aviv for the Mishaleach and a matzev, where he himself can do and execute what needs to be done. But the Rega, the Mishaleach, is not Menyon anymore, even though he was Mamana the Shliach at the time that he was, that in and of itself would be okay. The Rambam Shita is that Midday Raisa, the Shliach, could do his thing. The Torah's sheet is that he cannot, and the Ktois was Medayik from Rashi and Gittin Daf Tes Amid Beis, and Rashi and Gittin Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, that Rashi held like the Shita's Harama. So the question is like this. The question is, what's that Svaras HaMachloikis, right? Sounds like you have to say something very, very big to explain this Machloikis. So the question is, what exactly is the Svaras HaMachloikis? So it's Yudua. There Meir Simcha in Or Sameach, and this is in Hilchas Gerish, and it's Perek Beis Alochet Hazvav, said that L'chayr Yesh Loimar, that the Machloikis between the Rambam and the Torah is really a very, very fundamental understanding of how Shlichus works. A Dover Ha'oimed Berumei Shaloylam, a Chakira Hayodua. Just read it to you, B'l'Sheini Hazvav Shal Or Sameach. L'chayr Talui B'zeh. So he was mocked in this Machloikis, and he says, L'chayr Talui B'zeh. Im Noimar, do we say, the Rak Ha'pu'ula shel hashliach havik ilu pal hamishaleach. Would somebody make someone a shliach to do something for him? Says Rav Meir Simcha, is the pshat that the chiddush of shlucha shel adam kemoisa is that the shliach's pu'ula, the shliach's maisa, heve ki'ilu, right? That's a geshmaka word. Ki'ilu pala mishalech. It's as if the mishalech did it. But it's just that the maisa of the shliach is nechshev as if the mishalech did it. Oh, as if that's the case, says Rav Meir Simcha, shapir tzorech ha-mishalech liyos bar kinyin u-bar das bo'isa shosha o'isa ha-shliach. You need that the mishaleach should be at the very least a bar kinyan and a bar das at the time that the shliach does his thing. And us, if he is nasik ilu pa'ala mishaleach, when the shliach does the ma'isa, it'll be as if the mishaleach did it. Aval im noima, says Rav Meir Simcha, no letzad. Sheha mishaleach hu oisa hashliach kegufa. When somebody appoints someone a shliach, what happens is the mishaleach makes the shliach him. He now becomes the baldover over here. The yaday shel hashliach chashuv ki yaday l'mishaleach. And the hand of the shliach becomes like the hand of the mishaleach. It's not just that his maisa becomes the maisa of the mishaleach. Ever tachtik mishaleach. Su'ik l'meimar. If that's the case, says Rav Meir Simcha, then you can argue that keeping the kfar naso shliach, once the shliach is a shliach, lo yichpas lam b'mishaleach and bar das u'bar kinyan. Why do I care now if he's a bar das or if he's a bar kinyan? The bottom line is, he's now the baldover. I have a baldover. Right? That's poshin. In order to have a gerishin, there has to be a megarish. There has to be a baldover. Someone that's a bar gerishin in order to have a gerishin. Otherwise, you're doing a gerishin for someone that's not a bar gerishin. So if the way shlichus works is that really the mishaleach is the megarish, it's just that the mishaleach is being megarish with the maisa of the shliach. Okay, so then you need the mishaleach to be able to be in a matzav where he could be a megarish. But if the gather is that when someone appoints someone as a shliach, the shliach himself becomes a megarish, he becomes a baldover, that's the chiddush of how shlichus works. So you have a megarish. The megarish is the shliach. So who cares that the ultimate megarish is right now not a bardas and a bar kinyan? At the end of the day, I have a megarish, and if I have a megarish, that in and of itself would be enough. And that says Rav Meir Simcha was the machloikus between the Rambam and the Torah, and that's the tut stadim over here in this chakira. So Rav Meir Simcha goes, and he starts being mefalful, literally, in Kol Teir Kula, to start explaining different sugis and shas based on this shaila. I'll just mention three very simple things where Meir Simcha says. He says, we know there's a machloikis in shas, Kiddush and Daf Mem Gimel, we had it already in the beginning of the Masechta, Daf Hermit Beis, Shliach Nasa Eid or Ein Shliach Nasa Eid. Says Meir Simcha, what's the shaila talian? Whether a Shliach could be an aid or he can't be an aid? Is the Shliach a Baldover or is he not a Baldover? Did the Shliach become the Mishaleach? He's the Megarish? Or it's just that his mice is going to be nesiachis to the real megarish, to the real baldover. If the shliach is literally the megarish, she becomes the baldover. So again, how can a shliach be an aid? If the baldover can't be an aid, then the shliach can't either be an aid. But if avada, the megarish and the mekadish and the makna and the koina is always going to be the mishalech, it's just that the shliach's maisa is going to be nesiachis to him. So just because my maisa is the one that's going to effectuate it doesn't mean that I can't be an aid. That doesn't give me enough status here in this inyan that I can't be an aid, and as a result, he could be an aid, and that would be the shinta that oh, shliach nasa aid. Another machloikis that Rav Meir Simcha says comes to light is he brings a machloikis. This is already a later machloikis, the prichadosh and the ramah, whether or not a shliach could use his own niyar, his own parchment, in order to write a get, or he can't use his own parchment in order to write a get. Now that's poshni, that ksivas haget has to be on the niyar of the megarish. That's halach. The question is, could the shliach use his niyar, or can he not use his niyar? Said Rav Meir, this is mamish what it's talian. If the soifa that's writing the get is the baldover, so if he's the baldover, then there's no reason he shouldn't be able to use his parchment. But if he's not the baldover, then he wouldn't be able to. Rav Meir Simcha says another gishmak in Afkimina. This is gishmak befrat for us and our chabur, because we've spoken about this so many times. Ve'im beis medrash b'lo chiddush. We know there's machloikis in Masechtas Nedarim, in Perek Naira Murasa, machloikis between Rabbi Yonatan and Rabbi Yoshia, whether a husband can make a shliach to be made for his wife's Nedarim, or he not, or he can. Rabbi Yonatan says, shlucha shel adam kamoisai, and as a result, he can. Whereas Rabbi Yoshi learns that from a pasuk, Isha Yikimenu, Isha Yefirenu, that it's not something that you could do all your deshlech. Freit Gemara Kasha, Rabbi Yonason, you hold that a faras nedarim could be done all your deshlech. You can make a shliach to be made for another. The husband has to hear, and being that the husband has to hear the neder in order to be made for it, so how do you now have a right to go ahead and make a shliach? And the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara's Kasha is that being that you need a shmiya in order to be able to be made for the nether, and I didn't hear the nether right now, so how do I have the ability to go ahead and make a shliach on my behalf? Fregin the Rishonim, all the Rishonim, the Ran and the Rosh and Perek Naira Murasa, I understand the Gemara's Kasha. Rabbi Yonason holds that a man can make a shliach to be made for the nether of his wife. Why not? Shluch Shalom Kemaisa. Good, Rabbi Yoshi has a pasuk, but he doesn't have a pasuk. So based on that, Shluch Shalom Kemaisa. But the Gemara says, it's a pella by me. Don't you need Shmir? Fragging the Rishonim. Let the Shliach hear. And if the Shliach's going to hear, then everything is going to be okay. And the Ran, to answer this kasha, says, Enochinami. The Ran says, Enochinami. It's a good time. It's a good time. Norvas, being that right now the husband didn't hear yet, so right now he can't be made. And it's for that reason that it's not going to be okay. But the Rosh, Kiyadua, answered this kasha. And the Rosh said that no, Shlichus doesn't work for Shmiah. Why? Because Shmiah is a milsa de memela, and being that Shlichus is a milsa de memela, something that happens on its own, so it's for that reason this is not something that's going to be able to work. You could only do Shlichus for a Dovah Sheyesh by Maisa, but if it's not a Dovah Sheyesh by Maisa, in that instance it's not going to work. Thus, it's the Ran held that Be'etzim Nitshayach Shlichus for Shmiah. Narvas, right now, being that I didn't hear yet, so it's a Dovah Eloi Matzi Yavit, Sheyach Nabi Eloi Matzi Lamevit. The Rosh was Mechadish that you can't do Shlichus on a midi de memela. And this Rosh is the basis for the Ktois, where the Ktois says that that's why you can't make a shliach to do a mitzvah for you. Vadvarim atikin ve'in kamakarmi laharech. Oh, but said Ramei Simcha, what's the machloikis between the Rosh and the Ran? There seems to be a machloikis over here, whether you can make a shliach to do a shmiah for you, you can't make a shliach to do a shmiah for you. Zok the Ramei Simcha, yesh loymar. Yesh loymer, the machloikis is gevaldik. Yesh loymer, the shayl over here is when the Torah says that you need shmiya, right? When the Torah says you need shmiya, who has to hear? Right? Who needs to hear? It's the Bailam that needs to hear. Right? The person that's going to be Mefer, he's the one that needs to hear. It's the Mefer that needs the shmiya. So whether or not the shliach's shmiya should be able to work, really should be toloi in this chakira. Thus says, if you hold that the person that's being the mefer, just like the megarish and the mekadish and the makna and the koina, is really the mishaleach, so really all that the shliach is doing is the maisa hafara. But who is the chefza of the mefer? The chefza of the mefer is the mishaleach. So if that's the case, the mishaleach would have to be the one also that's going to hear. And being that the Rosh said it's not shayach to have shlichos on a shmiya, so if that's the case, you're out of business. You're going to have no way of making this work. If, however, you hold that when somebody makes somebody a shliach, it's the shliach that's the one that's the mefer. He's the megarish, he's the mekadish, he's the makne, he's the koina, he's the baldover. So he's the one that's the baldover. So whose shmiya then do you need? You need his shmiya. If you need his shmiya, then I don't need shlichos on shmiya. The same shloim, everybody holds there's no shlichos on shmiya. You can't make a shliach to hear for you. It's not something that shaykh, like the Ktsoy said, like the Rosh said, the Ran was a chaylik on that. Where the Ran was chaylik with the Rosh is that the Ran held that you don't need the shmiya of the mishaleach. You need the shmiya of the shliach. And the shliach can hear for himself. The shliach can't hear for the mishaleach. Oh, but if the shliach can't hear it, right? He's not a cherish, he can hear. The problem is that how is his shmiya going to be nisiachas to the mishaleach? So do I need his shmiya to be nisiachas to the mishaleach? It depends on how you learn the lomdus of shlichos. If shlichos is the pshat that the shliach is just doing the maisa, but really the mishaleach is the one that's the mefer, so that the mefer needs a shmiya. If the mefer needs a shmiya, then the shliach shmiya can't work on behalf of the Mishalech, and as a result, Dr. Rosh, I'm not sure how you're going to get a Shlichus. The Ran, everyone learns, was Chaylik B'Yisoyin on the Rosh. Everyone learns the Ran was Chaylik on the Ktsoyis, the Tlaisis, written. No, he wasn't Chaylik on any of that. He was masking to all that. The reason the Ran held that there's a problem over here is because the Ran held that it's not Shaykh Shlichus. It's because the Ran held that you don't need the Mishaleach to be the one that's going to be the Shemaya. Who needs to be the Shemaya? You need that the Shliach should be the one that's going to be the Shemaya. Why? Because the Mefer is the one that needs to be the Shemaya. So I just made you the Mefer. Avifel, you're the Mefer. Your Shmi is going to be enough. And it's for that reason it's going to be okay. Again, this is some Tifa Svaras. But the bottom line is that this is Ramea Simcha's Hezbrin. This Machloikis between the Rambam and the Tor. Again, a Dover Oimid Bruma Shalolam. Where does it come here into Gittin Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph? Because Gittin Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, the Mishnah said that Oimid Tru Getzel Ishti Shtar Shichrezel Avdi Lo Yidnu La Achamisa. And it feels a little bit like you need the Mishalech to be alive in order to effectuate a Gerushin, in order to effectuate a Shichr. The fact that he appointed a shliach while he was alive, that in and of itself wouldn't be okay. And the Ktzoyis asked from this Mishnah on the Shitas HaRambam that the Rambam holds that if somebody makes somebody a shliach and then he becomes a shoita, the shliach can go and fulfill the shlichos. Right now he's not shaykh to it. Teretz says you made a shliach. So why is Layitnu Lachamisa different? So he said, the chiluk is, because over here the chesaron is not just that you don't have the mishalech, the chesaron is you don't have the ishus, you don't have the shechra. As it relates to the hezbrin, the machloikis between the Rambam and the Tor, that's Dar Sameach, and Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to do a part 2.